Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
So, Kristen's another opportunity for us to interview a new guest, but let's talk about our guest from last week, Jimmy Day. Is he a comedian or what is he?
I think he thinks he is. He was funny though. He had some good little anecdotes that made me laugh.
Such as?
When he talked about meth labs and zombies and, he's funny.
Yeah.
But he's good. He's the vice president of operations and founder of Flagler Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
His big thing was about how it's not about being a great man. It's about being a good man. It's mm-hmm. about being that person that brightens people's days. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be the leader of the world to make everybody's day brighter.
Yeah, you don't have to be the leader of the free world in order to make a difference, right?
Absolutely.
And I thought the person that he used to evidence that was rather interesting.
Bruce Van Dusen?
Bruce Van Dusen, you know? He said, you know, I want to be somebody like Bruce Van Dusen.
Yes.
I think Bruce couldn't wait to hear that show. I mean, he was so excited.
Oh, you told him ahead of time?
I did. And for anyone who doesn't know Bruce Van Dusen, you know, you will. He networks like no one else around here, that's for sure. Okay, so how can people find out about us if they miss the show?
They can like us on Facebook, where Howard Holly Presents. They can visit us on our website, www.howardhollypresents.com. And they can download our podcast. It's available on our website, and you can sign up for our newsletter there, or you can search in the iTunes store for Howard Holly Presents.
Great, super. Well, let's go ahead and bring on our guest today. Today, our guest is Rebecca DiLorenzo. Rebecca is the president of the Flagler County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Howard and Kristen.
So, Rebecca, I know you've been president now for just about coming on 2 years, is it?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. It'll be 2 years.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's
is it that
Day.
All right, oh. So 2 years. You're in an interim role about this time. So 2 years on the interim role,
mm-hmm.
And then Valentine's Day will be 2 years. Well, congratulations. That's coming up. And you've had some rather significant growth at the chamber since then, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've gone through quite a bit of change. We went through a rebranding with a new look and a new logo. We did some restructuring with our organization, with our affiliate chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And, now we're on the up with, membership growth.
Yeah, membership up. How many in the last 12 months or so?
I don't have the exact count that we've had in the last 12 months. We're up to 803.
Wow.
Which from when I took over is not a huge increase. But when you look at, retaining members as mm-hmm. well as adding new members, to mm-hmm. have a positive net gain is definitely positive.
Absolutely. So, Rebecca, you know, you've got Chamber Chat here on WNZF, and you're often up in front of the business community, but I don't think people know much about you. I mean, I'm not sure that they know hardly anything about you pre-Chamber of Commerce. Now, you did have a life before then, right?
I did, yes.
So why don't you
tell
us
about it? It might be by design that...
yeah, you were trying to keep it a secret?
Stay on the down low a little bit.
Yeah. So what did you do before you came here to the Chamber, and how long were you at the Chamber?
I've been at the Chamber since May of 2007.
Okay.
So going on, 8 years.
Yep.
And, prior to that, my husband and I moved to Palm Coast in January of 2004. And, I started with Southern Title, which is a real estate closing company that was located, in Palm Coast at the time, doing marketing and sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we had come here, when we moved to Palm Coast, you know, I didn't know anybody. We came from the big city down in Volusia County. And, when I was talking to my boss, we had, our director of marketing was over, you know, all of the state of Florida. We had about 11 offices throughout the
Southern
state.
Title did.
Southern Title
mm-hmm.
did. And just networking with some of my colleagues that did that position in other areas. And they said, really, you just have to get involved and do everything everywhere mm-hmm. all the time. So one of the first things I did was get involved with the local chamber. I got involved with the Flagler County Association of Realtors, and I got involved with the Flagler Home Builders Association. And it was through those membership organizations that I started to really kind of gain some community, sense of community here mm-hmm. in Flagler County. And I was actually going through the Leadership Flagler program mm-hmm. when the position for Vice President of Special Events came open at the chamber. And since most of my committee work in those membership organizations had been in events, and my background had been in event coordination, it seemed like a really good fit, and it seemed really interesting right around the time that real estate was about to take a nosedive. So
that seemed to be a very opportune time to make a transition.
Yes. Well, you know that saying, sometimes it's better to be lucky than smart.
Exactly.
Certainly comes into play quite a bit. So that's how I started off at the chamber.
Now, you're a Florida girl, right?
I am. I was born and raised in Volusia County.
Okay. And your husband, though, is a New Jersey boy.
He is. He's from the town of Little Hawks. He was born in Weehawken, New Jersey.
Weehawken, that's right.
And he moved to Florida to go to Embry-Riddle mm-hmm. Many moons ago.
Yeah.
And, is that where you met?
No.
Mm-mm. You went there, though.
I did go to Embry-Riddle. But no, by the time we had met, he had been far, far removed from the university. And we actually met in a bar.
There's nothing wrong with that. Some of the best relationships are begun in a bar. So was it Jason's job that brought you guys up here, or yours? And Rebecca's husband, for those who don't know, is Jason DiLorenzo, who's a government affairs director for the Home Builders Association, mm-hmm. and also a member of the city council of the city of Palm Coast.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that too.
Actually, no. We were living in Ormond Beach. And we were both working in the Daytona area. I was working mm-hmm. in Ormond Beach as a travel agent while I was going through school. And he was managing a tuxedo shop in Daytona. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours, a woman that I worked with, was a realtor in Palm Coast. And it was around that time, and we were itching to buy a home. And for what we could look to afford in Ormond, you know, came with like a one bathroom, two yeah. bedroom, you know, carport. Built in 19. So my friend was like, you know, you can buy property really inexpensive in Palm Coast. It's not that difficult of a commute. And, you know, you can build brand new. Yeah. So we started looking at that. So back in 2000, we actually bought a piece of property for $5,000.
Yeah.
And then after we got married.
The old story. Huh?
Yeah. After we got married in 2003, decided to build, and that's where that better to be lucky than smart came into mm-hmm. play again, because we didn't really know yeah. about equity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we bought our property for $5,000. Mm-hmm. We made payments, $100 every month, paying mm-hmm. it down. And when we went to build, we kept getting these letters like, we want to buy your lot for $18,000. We're mm-hmm. like, are they crazy? Like, we bought it for five. Who wants to buy this property for $18,000? So we were able to build. And
so you're able to leverage the equity you have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we started building in the summer of 2003. We got married in March. I graduated Embry-Riddle in June mm-hmm. and started working as a catering sales manager for the Radisson in Daytona Beach. And didn't really care for that too mm-hmm. much, because I got to deal with a lot of brides. So had started looking and was offered this position with Southern Title. So we closed on our house on like the 15th of January. Wow. And I started my job in Palm Coast on like the 17th of January.
So how did that all come together? I mean, you talk about luck, but you know, I'm not a big believer in just pure luck.
Okay.
I mean, things happen for a reason. I mean, what drove all of these coincidences in your life, do you think?
Striving to do something different. Mm-hmm. I think for change, you know, one of the things that I learned a lot from my parents was that you have to work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you work really hard and it doesn't always get you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes
it does.
Sometimes it
yeah.
does. And sometimes you work really hard and you meet people and they mold and they shape you
mm-hmm.
and they give you some guidance and some mentorship when mm-hmm. you need it. And you make some decisions based on the information that you have at the time, and you move forward.
I'm a believer of exactly what you just described, that luck happens, not just in a spontaneous way.
Right.
But it occurs where opportunity and preparation cross each other.
Sure.
And that point is luck. But if you haven't prepared, right, then the opportunity isn't going to make any difference. And you never know where on that scale of opportunity it's going to cross for you.
Absolutely.
You know, it happens at different places. So I think that's true. Now, I remember reading something that described you and Jason as a power couple here.
Oh,
you know, you guys have both, you know, started rather, rather humbly. Okay. And you've both been successful. I mean, you've both moved your careers. Two people successfully moving their career in a relatively small town. That doesn't happen that often, right?
I don't know, but I hate the term power couple.
I know.
It makes us seem like we're
influencing a whole bunch
more
of things.
More than we're not. I don't view us as that way.
Right.
I think that, I wanted Jason to, when we first moved here, he was still working in Daytona and he was working retail. And, he was getting home at like 7:30 at night, which is fine, except when we decided that, you know, one day we'd want to have a child and have a family, and that wasn't really conducive to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really just getting involved in the community that we lived in,
mm-hmm.
Being exposed to people that care about the community and want to see it move forward and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that we had ever been in an environment where we were exposed to that before.
Well, you had that opportunity to be so engaged.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Flagler County is a relatively small community, mm-hmm. and it certainly was even that much smaller 10
yeah,
years
sure.
ago.
Yeah.
That, you know, I feel very lucky, very proud, very excited that I know so many of our elected officials here mm-hmm. in the community, that mm-hmm. I know who our superintendent is. I know who our mm-hmm. mayors are. I know who our county commissioners are. You know, coming from Volusia County and even the background that I grew up in, you didn't know those people. Mm-hmm. Those people were names on a sign on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't necessarily your neighbors or the people that you got together with to really plan for a better community. So just being able to be exposed into and meet different people in this small community, I think, is really just shaped how we've been able to get involved and
yeah.
move
well,
forward.
We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors,
okay,
of which I think the magazine Thrive is one.
Excellent.
And we will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful Over People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel, and our guest, Rebecca DiLorenzo, who is the president of the Flagler County Chamber of Commerce. So, Rebecca, you know, we were talking about how this neighborhood and this community has embraced you and opportunities that it offers for people who want to get engaged. And I think that's certainly a lesson for people to learn. One of the things I ask folk on the show is, number one, do you consider yourself to be successful, yes or no? And if yes, then how do you measure that success?
I don't know that I do consider myself to be successful. For me, thinking about success always feels like an end game.
Mm-hmm.
It feels hard to measure success when I feel like I'm in the midst of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that I have been successful in certain things. I've been successful in graduating college.
Mm-hmm.
I've been successful in getting Lorelei off to school this morning. I've certainly, I guess when you look at paper, I've been successful in the position that I have for the age that I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like that's an end game.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I start thinking about success, it seems further off in the distance.
Yeah. You know, just as an aside, we had Sheila Johnson on the show 2 weeks ago, and you know what her pedigree and background
is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I asked her that question, and she said she didn't consider herself to be successful, that success to her was continuing to grow and develop.
I guess I would tend to agree.
Sheila Johnson, right?
All right, well.
What a lesson learned from that.
Absolutely.
And so, very, very good. So you're saying there are a lot of ways to measure it, and it's often in your achievements, and that, as you said, it's not an end game. So it's what you're constantly doing to learn and grow and develop. So our premise of this show in bringing successful people here is to explore the challenges and obstacles that they overcame in order to achieve whatever it is they've achieved to this point, whether you measured it as success or not. Certainly you have achievements. And so what about you? Has it been an easy path for you? Or have you faced any obstacles or challenges?
I think that I have probably faced some challenges that are somewhat unique, although in our society these days, maybe not as unique as it tends to be. But my mother, when she had me, was very young. She was 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, growing up, you know, obviously she was able to complete her GED, but wasn't able to complete high school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, had to work really hard to make a living to take care of me and all of my needs and desires and wants.
So were you an only child?
I have a half brother.
Okay.
Who's younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in separate homes.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up with his father. I stayed along with my mother. And then when I was 9 years old, my mother remarried or got married, and my father adopted me. Mm-hmm. So I took on his last name when I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just kind of a unique challenge. Back in the 70s and 80s, life was a little bit different. I think you said this the other day, like you were poor, but you didn't know you were poor.
Yes.
Until somebody told you.
Yes.
And I think that that's pretty much how we felt. You know, I mean, we scraped and we scrimped and we did what we did, but we always had a good time. We had friends and we had family and we always had food on the table. It might be, you know, mashed potatoes or it might be hamburger helper, but it was dinner on the table. So that was, I think probably the biggest kind of, you know, adversity that I came across. Neither one of my parents went to college. So that wasn't something that was really talked about. It wasn't, you know, raising my daughter now, we talk about, okay, after high school is college,
right,
and after college is this, you know, that there's something beyond that. And that just really wasn't talked about. My parents worked really hard, but it was hard to really plan beyond week to week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the other challenges, I think, was hormones in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff happens. But we moved to a new school district. And I was still caught up in with my old friends at my old school, so I didn't really feel like going to the new school very often. And I think it was on my last day of my junior in high school that my guidance counselor pulled me aside and said, you know, you're supposed to graduate high school next year, and as it stands right now, there's no way you're going to be able to do that.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that was the first time that somebody had said, like, you're not invincible. You can't keep going the way that you're going. And these are going to be the consequences of your actions. And so, you know, that was a really tough wake-up call. You know, at 16, 17 years old, you've got a lot of pride, and you're going to school with these people, and they're all going to graduate next year, and you're not. So I went to summer school. And then when I was a senior in high school, I decided to take some night classes at the community college to try to get my high school credits up.
So is that Daytona Beach?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that I could graduate on time.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Wow. Good.
By the skin of my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know how I did it. I was working full-time, you know, not full-time, but I was working a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going to night school a couple nights a week and going to school all day during the day. So that was a bit of a challenge. So even at that point, had I thought about going to college afterwards, I couldn't even get beyond I just need to do
this.
So you
were just trying to get out of high school.
I was just trying to get out of high school, yeah. And then, you know, was able to graduate. Nothing special. No accolades or anything there. Just very happy and grateful and thankful to get through that point. And just then kind of floundered. Decided I was going to move out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 18, woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of struggled at that as well. You know, again, reality is a hard, cold thing to mm-hmm. hit you in the face sometimes. And so my mother, seeing me struggling, filled out a response card for like a vocational school for enjoy an exciting career in the travel and tourism industry. And so not being wildly successful at waiting tables and living on my own, I kind of bucked it up. I moved home. I went away to this 12-week program to work in the travel and tourism industry. And after that, I was able to get like a real job. I started off as a travel agent. I worked at Granada Travel in Ormond for about 8 years. And a couple years into it, I think, is when I sat around. And we had a nice open office, and all of our desks were there, and there was about 9 of us. And the owner, Jeff Sussman, was a wonderful, wonderful mentor. And but about 6 of the ladies were all in their late 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was 20, mm-hmm. 22, and I was like,
is this my future?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really want to be doing this
yep.
in 40 years from now.
Right.
And so I went to Jeff and I said, I think that I need to go to college. I think I need to go back to school. And he said, absolutely, I will pay for your books. If you pay for your tuition, I'll pay for your books. And so I enrolled in night school. So I worked full time during the day and I finished my associate's degree at Daytona Beach Community College. It took me 3 years with his support, with some student loans mm-hmm. and some other help along the way. I had just started dating Jason at the time. And he was like, hey, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I just enrolled in night school, so I'm probably not going to be around too much. but he was incredibly supportive. Right before I graduated with my associate's degree from Daytona Beach Community College, he and I had moved in together. And, you know, really, after that, I was able to get a partial scholarship to attend Embry-Riddle. Mm. My boss at Granada Travel, was willing to be flexible on my schedule. Mm-hmm. So I was able to still work almost full time.
Wow.
So there was a lot of support there from my employer, from my family, from Jason, you know, who took care of a lot of the bills and all mm-hmm. that stuff so that we could get through it. And, you know, that's just kind of how we got through it, I guess.
So your life took a lot of turns.
A lot of turns.
A lot of turns. And, you know, humble beginnings, born to a teenage unwed mother, and the routes and, you know, making the wrong turn, but still getting back on track. What would you attribute it all to? How did you, I mean, if you were talking to your daughter and saying, here's what I took from all of this that I want you to hold on to as you go forward, what would you say?
Trust your gut,
mm-hmm.
ask for help,
mm-hmm.
and find a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, there was definitely probably half a dozen or so people along that path all along that shaped and molded and guided. And at the time, I didn't realize that they were shaping and molding and guiding. It was only much later that I realized that they were really offering me kind of a hand up, and some opportunities along the way. And, those ladies that I worked at with at Granada yep. Travel,
mm-hmm.
Were wonderful, but they were like, I had like 8 mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in every day. I had a dad, I had 8 moms. And, really I was just able to kind of talk to them and gain their insight. And it wasn't my mom, it wasn't my dad, but it was, you know, people that I considered colleagues.
And who you trusted.
And who I trusted yep. that were able to kind of offer me some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you don't recognize that that's what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly don't always recognize it until much later.
Yeah. So, Rebecca, you know, a great story. I appreciate your coming
sure.
on the air and sharing it. And I'm always hopeful that at least one person will hear it and take something away that'll change their life in the way that other people helped mold and shape your route and your path as well. And I think you're doing a great job with the chamber and also with the, you know, Education Foundation. I know you're moving off from that and, you know, and some others, civic groups that you are active in, participate in, and that to get to where you are, and you're continuing to get, do it to get to where you're going. And I admire that.
Well, thank you.
So thank you very much, Rebecca DiLorenzo.
Thanks for having me.
And, we will be right back after this word from our sponsors. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Greetings, this is Cindy DeLecky from Marketing To Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And Kristen, we just finished our interview with Rebecca DiLorenzo, and I thought it was an excellent interview.
It was. I really liked her three tips that she gave everyone, the things that they can take away from the interview to trust your gut, to ask for help, and to find a mentor. I think trusting your gut is so important. A lot of times people, you know, they feel a certain way, but they question themselves. They question whether or not it's the right thing to do, what people will think of them, instead of just going with their gut and doing the right thing. And it has obviously worked out for Rebecca with all the, what she called luck. But like you said, it's really where opportunity and preparation meet. And she was prepared, and she had the tenacity to do things, and the opportunity was there, and she took it. She followed her gut.
Yeah, and she went through those doors, as we talked about. She burst through, right?
She did.
She did, which you've got to do. So we really went over a bit here, so we're not going to have our normal time. Those are our few driveway moments. As always, we're going to ask you to continue to keep us on your dial, listen to us online. And for next week, we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.